Health authorities piecing together just how the hantavirus got on board this cruise ship. The World Health Organization believes the Dutch couple initially infected, who died from the disease, were already carrying the virus when they boarded in Argentina.
With the timing of the incubation period of hantavirus, which can be anywhere from 1 to 6 weeks, our assumption is that they were infected off the ship, perhaps doing some activities there.
What happened next is a rare event. The WHO says the virus, which is usually contracted through contact with rodents, began to spread atypically.
We do believe that there may be some human-to-human transmission that's happening among the really close contacts, the husband and wife, people who've shared cabins, etc. Contextually, hantaviruses don't typically transmit that way. It's really a rodent infection.
Three people have died, another is in intensive care in South Africa, and two others are sick on board the ship. The WHO's working assumption is that the hantavirus on board is specifically the Andes virus, which spreads in South America, and testing is underway to confirm that. What's also still unclear is what will happen to the almost 150 people still stranded on the MV Hondius.
There's a lot of uncertainty, and that's the hardest part. All we want right now is to feel safe, to have clarity, and to get home.
The ship is currently off the coast of Cape Verde, but the West African island nation isn't allowing passengers ashore. The WHO wants to evacuate the two sick passengers to the Netherlands, then have the ship go to the Canary Islands. Despite this rare human-to-human transmission, the WHO cautions this is not a virus that spreads like COVID or the flu, and says the overall risk to the public is low.